But it was yesterday morning when we were doing the show, and of course, all through yesterday, the news of the 27th school shooting this year in America.
The wheels just fell off normality. You just go, how is it even possible? You think, like, as you send your kids to school, you kiss them goodbye, you say, have a great day, sweetheart, I'll see you when you get home. I'll pick you up, I'll meet you here at the thing. And you go off and you think, okay, they're at school today. And how many times have you sat at home or been at work and thought, oh, my kids will be doing this right now, or my kids will be at their carnival, they'll be doing that. And now they've replaced, you got rage, sadness, you got fear, uncertainty is all just part of you dropping your kids at school now.
Especially in America, 21 people, 19 children, two teachers were killed when that gunman burst into the classroom at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde in Texas and started shooting. And when you look at it, in America, they've got 400 million guns in the US. There's about 258 million adults. You go, so 1.5 guns for every adult in America. And then you top that and you mix that with mental health issues and drugs and look at what can be done. Matthew McConaughey, Hollywood is reacting.
How can you need it?
Exactly, mate. Hollywood is reacting to it. Matthew McConaughey, the actor, he penned a heartbreaking note. It was his hometown, Uvalde, in Texas. And he said, after learning of the horror on his home soil, he issued a call to action to combat gun violence, the New York Post reported. He said, as you are well aware, there was another mass shooting today, 27th this year, this time in my own hometown of Uvalde in Texas. Once again, we have tragically proven that we are failing to be responsible for the rights our freedoms grant us. And he was just one of many actors, actresses coming out. And Golden State coach Steve Kerr, he gave this emotional and impassioned press conference on Wednesday before his team's playoff against Dallas, slamming American politicians for doing nothing to curb the gun violence in the U.S.
I'm not going to talk about basketball. Nothing's happened with our team in the last 6 hours. Any basketball questions don't matter. Since we left shoot-around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on H.R. 8. Which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
Wow. Steve's dad, who was shot dead by a gunman in 85, he's obviously fired up, so is the whole world, except for the Yanks. You've got this statement in their constitution where it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And based on something written in
1791. You go.
Little country bumpkins wandering around, and they had to fight for their country against England, who were in America, and this, and you know, they carry on and say, we wouldn't be here if we didn't have guns. You go, mate, that's ancient history.
You know what? You should be able to drop your kids off to school and for them to learn and play with their mates and do everything you do at school without getting that message that someone's opened fire in the classroom that your kid's in. It's just horrendous. Would love to know from you. It'd be interesting to see have we got many Americans living on the Central Coast. What do you think about what's going back home? What can be done? Is a gun amnesty? Would that work, mate? Like, we did it here in Australia, but would 400 million guns be handed back in, though?
Is there any way to understand the mentality of someone who supports the guns? Like, what's your thought process that says, you know what, guns are important to have in every household and everyone should be able to bear arms? If you could understand that, there might be a way of understanding how to reduce it. You know your enemy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Know why they think that way. Is it because they fear that there's going to be an invasion and every American would need to pick up a gun and defend their country?
But
I mean, if you're an army invading America, you don't stand a chance because everyone's got a gun and they all know how to shoot. Mate, is that what is that their mindset?
Oh, it may be, mate. It may be.
But and how do you understand that and make changes so that this doesn't happen? Schools don't get shot up.
27th school shooting this year. Honestly, what can be done?